Okay. Well, do you ever call them blinds outside?
I didn't know you meant outside.
Okay. All right. What do you call the little room off to hang your clothes up in?
Closet.
All right. What would you call it if it were a piece of furniture?
A wardrobe.
Okay. Did you ever have many of those?
Yes. In the house we lived in had very few closets there, and everybody had wardrobes in their bedrooms to hang their clothes in.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called an armoire?
No.
All right. What do you call the room up under the roof?
Attic.
Okay. What do you call the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
And do you have a name for the little room off the kitchen that you might store canned foods?
Pantry.
Okay. What's your general term for a whole bunch of things you're collecting to give to the Salvation Army or throw away or whatever?
Rummage.
All right. Would you say junk?
Yeah, junk.
Okay. Supposing you had a room that you just used to store all that stuff in, what would you call that room?
A junk room, I guess.
Okay. All right. And, okay, if a woman's doing her daily housework every day, what would you say she did? What was she doing?
I chose.
Yeah, well, let's see. Supposing, you say, what would
Clean
you do?
Clean up the house.
Yeah, okay, fine. Some of these are hard to get out. All right, what do you sweep with?
A broom.
All right, if the broom is over there in that corner and the door is open so that you couldn't see the broom, where would you say it was?
In the broom closet?
No, no, if it were just sitting in the corner.
In the corner.
All right, but you open up the door and you were on this side of the door.
Behind the door.
Okay, okay. All right, years ago on Monday, women usually did their...
washing.
Okay. How about on Tuesday?
Ironing.
All right. What might you call both washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
Okay. What do you call the place in town where somebody sends all his clothes to be washed if he's too lazy to do them himself?
A laundry.
Okay. Would you call it a washateria?
Yeah, now you would. But when I was growing up, it was the laundry. They washed and ironed and sent everything home. Now you go to the washateria, you put them in, and then you fold them and bring them home. They're not ironed,
right.
Usually.
Yeah, you have to do it yourself. All right. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor inside the house?
What Stairway.
All right. Would you use a different word for the steps leading, for going up the up to the front door?
Steps.
You would call it steps?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now then, what do you call what's built outside the door that you walk around on and put chairs on and stuff?
Porch.
All right. What would you call it the same thing if it were really big and had columns coming down it?
Well, a long time ago they used to call them a veranda.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, would you... If you were looking at one with columns on it, would you call it a porch or a veranda?
I'd call it a porch.
You would? Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you have a different name for it if it ran all the way around the house?
No.
Okay. Can a porch have, can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Balcony.
Right. Okay. That's the one you call the one upstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have a different name for the one at the back of the house?
Hmm. We always said back porch.
Okay.
Probably another one.
Oh, no. I just don't know what you say.
Back porch.
Okay, and would you change that name if it had a roof over it, or does that not make any difference?
Mm-mm.
All right. Okay, now if the door's open and you don't want it that way, what would you tell them to do?
Shut the door.
Right, okay. Now, what do you call the boards that you might put on the outside of your house to protect your house? They lap over each other. Do you have, you may not have those.